The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, 910 KCJB in Minot, the flag family of AM 1100, the flag, Fargo-Moorhead, and AM 1090, the flag, boom into the Bakken and Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston and Minot, and, of course, KLTC and Dickinson. This is the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and another hour where we get to find out what's on your mind, and I can hardly wait. Here's the telephone number to do it, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A shellacking of Senate Democrats has led to a sea change in the governance of Washington and the United States government, specifically with the Republican takeover of the U.S. Senate. What will the election this week mean for energy, specifically the EPA and its regulatory plans, and also the Keystone XL pipeline? We're going to ask a guest from the American Petroleum Institute in just a moment. Before we do that, a couple of callers have been waiting a while to weigh in on our topics from the first hour. So I'm going to get Dan and Betty in here, and then we'll get to our guests. Dan and Turtle Lake, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning to you.
I want to thank you for your show. I enjoy it thoroughly, and also I'm really Congressman Cramer deserves kudos for coming on your show every Tuesday. I'm so glad he got reelected. As far as the Democratic Party goes, I come from three generations of Democrats. And the Democratic Party left me in 2012 at the DNC when they voted God out of their doctrine. When the president gets on television and tells lies, which he does all the time. When Harry Reid stands on the floor of the Senate while it's in session and tells lies about a political opponent. When Hillary Clinton says, what difference does it make? Well, I'm a veteran. It makes a difference to me. And I'm here to tell you, they've got to get people in office who have honor, integrity, virtue, and moral character. And you can't have that without being truthful and holding people accountable. Lois Lerner is a liar. The president said on Super Bowl Sunday when he was being interviewed by Bill O'Reilly, that there was not a smidgen of criminality in the IRS. Well, Lois Lerner faxed a copy of a Tea Party group to a PAC of the Democratic Party. That's wire fraud. So yeah, there is a switch. You know,
now, your laundry list is rock solid, and I'm always amazed how quickly we forget even some of these things. So thanks for the refresher. If you're a North Dakota Democrat, what do you do? You know, they're basically saying Barack Obama's the reason we lost. It's all him.
Well, he is the leader of the Democratic Party right now.
Right, but obviously they're losing. I contend that if Barack Obama had been, you know, George Jefferson, Barney Fife, I don't care anybody else. I don't think the results in North Dakota would have been any different. I think North Dakota's got enough. I mean, it's by all accounts off the charts in about everything in the way of good times and at odds with much of the rest of the country. So if I was a Democrat in North Dakota, I would go out of my way to say I'm not anything like Barack Obama. And by the way, here's where I'm different than Hillary Clinton and the national policies. I mean, they got to do something. They got to recognize this at some point, which was the reason we asked some of these questions, specifically of Democrats in North Dakota. Betty and Woodward, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling, first of all, in regards to that Measure 5 business. I'm a farmer, or a farmer's wife, and we farm about 3,500 acres. And we never used to really bother posting stuff, because my husband and I mean, my husband will get a tag every now and then, but deer hunting isn't a big deal to us. Bird hunting isn't a big deal to us. But what I don't think people understand when they talk about, well, you don't own the birds, you don't own the deer, this, that, the other thing. And why do you want money to hunt on your land when you don't own the animals? We hear so much of this. And normally it just takes, hey, do you mind if we come in and hunt this? And we'll say yes. But when they start getting smart with us, we say no. But I don't think they understand. I'd love to send a bill to the Game and Fish or Ducks Unlimited for the amount of damage that the geese do to our soybean fields in a year. They eat thousands of dollars of soybeans.
Yeah, and the habitat's not free. You're providing a lot of the habitat. I totally hear you there. And I also say, for those that grumble, look, this is about relationships. This is about getting to know people. It's about taking the time. It's there if you're willing to work for it. If you just want to, you know, like in anything, you're just going to show up. Well, no. It might not be there for you. Don't take it for granted. Build a relationship. You know?
Knock on our door, talk to us. If we say, you know what, we've got a nephew hunting today and we don't know where he's at, sorry. That's the truth of the matter. We've had livestock shot and left lay dead in the pasture. We've had gates left open with livestock running amok because they don't have the courtesy to shut the gate. It's a matter of common courtesy, and people just tend to lose their mind when it comes to hunting season. And therefore, we have everything posted up, and now we are forced to say no to a lot of people because we don't know what their habits are, and we don't really care for our animals to be shot or our gates to be left open, and we like to know who's got guns on our property.
Yeah.
It's just,
it's common sense. It is, Betty. Absolutely.
And then my very last comment I want to make is regarding Kevin Kramer and the George Senate race. I don't even know how to say this, except for the incredible honor of being able to spend election night with Kevin Kramer and his family in his home while we awaited the results. And I can tell you, North Dakota nice goes a very, very long ways. And Kevin Kramer is truly North Dakota nice. He will, it's amazing to me how Mr. Sinner had no thoughts of his own except for slinging mud or trying to make Kevin look like a bad guy. Because if anybody has the opportunity to spend more than 10 minutes with the man, you will find that he truly cares about the people of North Dakota, and we are so lucky to have a representative like him in Congress. It's just amazing. I'm 43 years old. This is the first year I've ever voted, and it was because of Kevin that I went out and voted.
Very interesting, Betty. And I think, a lot of people agree with you. They appreciate that accessibility. You can't fake it when you're as accessible as he is to the people of North Dakota. And that genuineness definitely comes through. Appreciate the call, Betty. Thank you. Good to talk to you. I got to keep moving here just because I'm keeping our guest waiting, which is Rayola Dewar. Rayola is the senior economic analyst at the American Petroleum Institute. And this tsunami, shellacking, whatever you want to call it, has definitely put a lot of agenda items that were on ice back on the front burner. North Dakota is an energy state. North Dakota is the talk of the world right now in oil and gas production. So from the American Petroleum Institute's perspective, we're curious to find out what the impact of Tuesday's elections will be on national energy policy. Rayola, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I think it's a big win for energy voters and certainly a big win for states like North Dakota where oil is and natural gas is such a big part of your economy. We're excited about this. And, you know, there were Democrats that won too. There were a lot of Democrats running, on issues that were pro oil and natural gas. But now we have, a Senate and the House, which has been there all along, that are very, very interested in pro-development, new jobs, economic growth, energy security, and there's a lot that policy can do. And, of course, I think one of the first things on the agenda is the Keystone Pipeline and getting that approved. It's been out there for, gosh, I don't know, 6 years now. Did you know that we built the Transcontinental Railroad during the Civil War faster than we were getting approval for Keystone? That could make a difference in bringing product from North Dakota to market. Lifting the 70s-era ban on crude oil exports, big, big impact for North Dakota, because that would allow you to get a better price for your oil and produce even more than you are in the world's market. So that's another thing. Streamline the permits for natural gas exports would affect a lot of producers out there as well. And expand the possibilities for drilling on federal lands and waters. That opens up new possibilities for investment. So it's
all things
time
that we're doing in North Dakota and doing responsibly, without question. Rayla, hang on if you would through the break. I want to talk about some
sure
poll results, too. API actually commissioned the Harris Group to do a poll, and an astounding 90% of voters recognized that increased production of domestic oil and gas could lead to more U.S. jobs. That's pretty amazing. We'll talk about that when we come back.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash. Talk about a new service they have 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash, just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24/7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you that variety selection is the foundation to developing an effective crop management plan and is one of the most important decisions a producer can make. Selecting a variety that is high yielding and yield stable across multiple locations will more accurately indicate the variety performance. The agronomics of high-yielding varieties should match the known history of diseases within each field. Many varieties have good resistance or tolerance to major diseases that occur in North Dakota, such as soybean cyst nematode, iron deficiency, Phytophthora root, and stem rot. Keep a total systems approach in mind. Select varieties that have yield stability, resistance or tolerance to diseases known to be present, and suitable maturity for higher profits.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What's on your mind? Back to your calls in just a moment here on the What's on Your Mind and our topics of the day. But we continue our conversation now with our guest from the American Petroleum Institute, Rayla Dewar. We're talking about, before the break, I mentioned some polling that the API did. And this is pretty extraordinary because you actually did this poll on Election Day to talk about energy issues related to the voters, right? Tell us a little
That's right. We commissioned a poll for election night looking at actual voters and how they voted, and specifically looking at the energy issues. And it was really interesting. 90% of the voters that were, you know, in this survey said that increased oil and gas development would lead to more jobs in the United States. 86% said it's going to stimulate the U.S. economy. You had 72% of the voters saying they're supportive of the Keystone Pipeline. It's very interesting. The vast majority of Americans recognize that domestic development of our resources and supporting that development is very important to our jobs, our economic growth, and our energy security. And I find that terrifically encouraging because there's so much more that we can do to bring more product to the market and to be more self-sufficient than we are. And now that we have this political will being translated in the polls, I'm very hopeful that we'll really see real political action on this front that will benefit, you know, regardless of whether you're a Democrat or Republican. This is an American issue and will be very powerful for our country. It's certainly for North Dakota. It'll be very important for your state as well.
Now, let me play a pessimist for a moment here. Keystone XL pipeline has been a no-brainer for a long time. You even had, you know, typical Democratic constituencies and unions saying this is great, it's jobs, it's everything else.
Uh-huh.
Your poll found that 72% support building the Keystone XL pipeline, so that's 58% of Democrats, 91% of Republicans. So this is a majority issue, even regardless of party.
It has been, and Democrats have been campaigning on that issue, too, around the country. So it's very interesting. It crosses both Republicans and Democrats.
Senator Heitkamp has here in North Dakota, and it was, you know, obviously played a part in races elsewhere. But it hasn't happened because of an extreme environmentalist, you know, influence on President Obama and Democrats across the country. And by the way, they poured in a ton of money into these races. Here's my fear. Here's my worry that you can hopefully dissuade me from. That's all they have left. I mean, in the way of a base, you know. And so, how do they, you know, at a very tenuous time politically, for lack of a better term, throw the one, you know, group of supporters they have left under the bus? I don't see them moving on Keystone XL pipeline at this point.
President Obama did give a kind of a lukewarm response yesterday to the idea of approving the Keystone Pipeline. But, you know, the number of senators backing the pipeline that have said they back the pipeline has about 61 votes, you know, which is above the 60-vote filibuster. And I think, you know, given the numbers and given the overwhelming majority of Americans in favor of this, I think, you know, it just seems like it's going to be hard for the president to veto it. And especially we expect a result from the Nebraska Supreme Court before the end of the year. And I think that's his last line of excuses for not approving the pipeline. So we'll have to, you know, it could very well be approved before Congress even comes back in January. So I'm a little more optimistic about this than you might be. But, of course, we've been optimistic after every election, saying, oh, okay, now it'll be approved, and then it hadn't been. So we'll have to wait and see. But many, many of the those who ran in the election and won ran partly on a platform of the Keystone Pipeline, was part of their platform. And they're out there. They want to deliver. And they're now in the majority, and they're in the Senate and in the House. So this is a strong wave of support for this and for many other pro-energy, pro-oil and natural gas development in the United States. We all recognize how big a boost it's been to our economy and to our jobs, and I think that message is very strong. It's really gotten through to the American voter. I just, you know, I'll keep my fingers crossed and see what is decided by the end of the year or certainly early next year. But I think Congress can push this issue, and it may be one of the first things out of the gate as they move forward.
Yeah, Senator John Hoeven, who's been a sponsor of that bill and really pushing, got a lot of Democratic support for the bill, a ton. Said to us on election night, that's priority one. That's to test this idea of, okay, we want to work together, right? There's a perfect opportunity for them. I actually worry more about the EPA's regulatory overreach, What should the new Republican Senate do in that regard? Where can some compromise be forged there, do you believe?
Well, here's one thing that would be pretty straightforward, and that is to repeal the renewable fuel standard. And there has been study after study, and most recently government budget office study that said if we don't repeal this, if the EPA does not pull back on the mandated quantities of renewable fuels in our fuel distribution system, then it's going to cost consumers anywhere, their estimate was about 26 cents a gallon more for gasoline and as much as 53 cents a gallon more for diesel if this is not fixed. We want to see Congress repeal the act. It was put in place back in 2007, long before this energy renaissance that we're experiencing. And it was an Energy Security Act. Now they're requiring producers to blend more, or refiners to blend more in our fuel than our car manufacturers were warranties. So that's really something right off the bat that has to be addressed. And it is a train wreck if we don't do it. It's a government-imposed cost on consumers and industry. We always thought we would consume more gasoline. We didn't see the Great Recession coming on. We didn't see all the fuel efficiency improvements we've made, and we didn't anticipate that the United States would be consuming less fuel. This math no longer works for us, and it needs fixing right away.
That one, of course, a complicated issue in corn country like North Dakota, but I take your point and know where the industry stands on it. Last question for you. We only have about a minute left. I see some news out that Harold Hamm, chief executive of Continental Resources, has stunned a bearish crude market by scrapping all the company's hedges. A bold bet, obviously, that he's been saying, and he's told us on this program, that he believes oil prices are going to come back soon after sliding about 25%. Calling OPEC a toothless tiger, what do you make of this news, and what do you make of the coinciding prediction that oil's coming back?
Well, you know, oil's always going to come back because the demand for oil is not going away. The only thing in question is the pace of growth. I'm not going to, make any predictions one way or another, but we have to keep in mind spare capacity in the world. There's only about 2 million barrels or so to spare, all of it virtually in Saudi Arabia, and a world consuming close to 92 million barrels a day. So that demand is still out there. We brought on a massive new amount of oil in the United States, which is actually kept the prices lower than they might otherwise have been, and we have a modest slump in demand coming from Asia. So we don't know how deep, how long this is going to last, and Harold Hamm could very well be right. I mean, you have to respect his opinion because he's been such a fabulous producer for the United States. So we'll just have to wait and see one way or the other, right, which way it goes, how deep, how long. No one really knows the answer to how deep or how long. It could turn around right away, or it could last a while longer.
Rayola Duer, Senior Economic Analyst with American Petroleum Institute. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Back to your calls, folks, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
There's a lot of reasons to love Chase on the Lake. It's one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And fall is a beautiful time to visit Walker, Minnesota and the entire region. It just screams, relax. Copper Door Aveda Spa and all their wonderful massages and pedicures and manicures. You can pamper yourself. There's bike rentals. What a romantic little getaway. Great trails. There's all kinds of fine dining in the 502 restaurant and all around Walker, Minnesota. The shopping downtown Walker is a blast. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, right out your door, the famous Reed Sporting Goods, and all kinds of unique shops in downtown Walker. And the accommodations cannot be beat. I'd even recommend some golf or some bowling at Chaser's Bowling Alley. Great deals right now, including buy one, get one night, Sunday through Thursday, chaseonthelake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants, and the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
Been Blaine Bush. Blaine Bush. Now it's B.O. Well, it always has been. This is Ron in Bismarck.
All right. That has been a mantra for the Democrats in North Dakota, that the reason for their election night drubbing here is the same thing as everywhere else. The President of the United States, George Sinner, made that comment. And let's see, do I have an actual quote from... I think I do here. I'll play it in a moment. But... I don't have the audio clip of it. I have a comment that was in the Forum News Service stories on this, and I'll find it here. I don't have it in front of me. There's another excuse emerging, voter suppression. And this is a favorite of Democrats and of liberals. And, Todd, you have an example from a website you found of a woman that is chastising Republicans for voter suppression and wondering what one of our founding fathers thinks about it, right?
Is that who it is?
Congratulations, conservatives. You won the midterms because of voter suppression. I'm sure our founder, George Jefferson, would be pleased. Not. Keep fighting, liberals, and don't give up.
I did not know that.
George Jefferson.
As Johnny Carson would say. Yeah. I didn't know George Jefferson was one of our founding fathers.
Wheezy's got to be so happy about this.
Yeah. Maybe she meant to say George Washington or Thomas Jefferson and just kind of combine the two there.
I know, but you know, if you're going to make your point, you might want to have that kind of detail correct. Otherwise, it just sort of waters down your credibility ever so slightly.
All right, what is on your mind? If I've aggravated you today, as some of the callers have suggested, two of them flat out said that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say, number one. And Jay emails something similar I'm going to read in a moment. Have at it. That's why we're here. That's why we ask what's on your mind. So 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I started the conversation today by suggesting it would be better for North Dakota to have a vibrant opposition party. In other words, who wants to be in a contest with somebody that's just a, you know, flat-out layup. It's just, you know, I'm suggesting that things are so bad for Democrats in North Dakota that I would assume, and this is why I asked for Democrats in North Dakota, not pundits, not the politicians, not the party leaders, none of the usual suspects, because everything they do is calculated, right? I want real North Dakotans, real people to say, okay, what do you want done differently? I think, and again, this is as a conservative, so it probably isn't worth much to most Democrats, but I think the best way forward is to say, okay, we tried all this. Republicans are evil, and they're, you know, the whole women's health thing, and we love Obamacare, and they hate Obamacare. We tried all this stuff. It's not working. We had our A-team out there, and George Sinner and Ryan Taylor, and they got beat by strong double digits. Time for a reboot. Time for a reset. Let's go about this differently. I would think. I don't know. That's why I'm asking. So you tell me at 800-228-0550. And I was only saying that not because I think we need more Democratic ideas as they're currently expressed. Quite the contrary. I'm saying they've marshaled out their ideas. They are in political obscurity at this point in the state of North Dakota. And it would be better for everybody if they actually recognized that, you know, just park the old tired rhetoric of wanting to turn back the clock and engaged on, okay, we are where we are, how can we do it better from their perspective? I'm not saying I'm going to agree with them. I'm just saying it's very obvious they need a reboot. Am I right? And Democrats, if you're Democrats and want to weigh on this, you're going to go to the front of the line at 800-228-0550. Jay says, Scott, you aggravate me in the direction of your program today by extracting ideas for Democrats on what they need to change. I've always resented the practice of liberals telling defeated Republicans how they need to change to their direction so they can win in the next election. It makes no sense. Now here you are trying to figure out how to lead change Democrats so they can defeat Republicans in the next election. No, I have enough confidence, actually, Jay, in the viewpoints that I espouse to of you know, freedom for individuals. Freedom for individuals to make their own lot. And not, in other words, I believe that, especially in North Dakota, there is a belief set that, you know what, I'm a maker. I'm not a taker. I'm going to go out and make things. I'm going to do things. So I always believe our ideas will win. I really do. I'm simply suggesting that it would be better for everybody if they were in the game, and they're not. Because I think if they were in the game, we're better, right? Good competition makes us all better, doesn't it? Jay goes on to say, could we please discuss how Republicans had better continue changing back to conservatism so this country can again prosper? Sure. I want Democrats to openly admit their liberalism and admit they want a socialistic form of government who knows best for everyone and that the individual exceptionalism is their enemy. Let the truth be known. Okay, that'd be fine too. Be better than blaming Republicans and George Jefferson. Republicans need to cling to true conservatism and stop thinking they need to compromise with the devil. I hope God continues to bless America. All right, let's go to some more calls here. Dave's on the road listening to 550K Fire. What's on your mind, Dave?
Good morning, Scott. How are you this morning, sir?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good considering the way things are going here lately. But, you know, you were talking about the Democrats stepping back and all that stuff. I agree with you. And what they ought to do is everybody talks about bipartisanism and they talk about being on helping each other out, you know, that Republicans and Democrats, when are they going to start telling the truth and quit lying to the people? That's what it all boils down to. If you look at the elections, one senator I was watching on the news here a while back was saying he was going to create more jobs and cut the government. Now, there ain't no way on God's green earth a man by himself can start new jobs and cut the government unless he has the backing of the full Senate, the Congress, and the President. Now, that ain't going to work. Now, why does he want to lie for just to be elected so he can carry on tradition? That's all it boils down to. They're trying to carry on a tradition, and it's not working.
And what they need- it isn't working, and that's my only point to say. It's very obvious it's not working. Don't blame Barack Obama. Don't blame voter suppression. Don't blame all the tired worn-out excuses, do a little introspection, realize it's not working, and get in the game. And I guess some on the conservative side say, well, why would you want that? I think it's better. I think, you know, competitively it'd be better. You know, start arguing where the proper tax rate is and ought to be. Bill is taking advantage of the text Todd option. We should mention that more often, actually. He says, I want state income taxes cut to zero. Well, there you go. By the way, Jason Astrup in the tax commission race, he put forward some interesting ideas that were not very democratic. Now, the difficulty there is, how are you going to get it through? Tax commission doesn't do that. Tax commission has to go out and advocate. Ryan Rauschenberger, reelected, will have a lot better chance to affect change on property taxes and other things because he has a relationship with the majority of the legislators. But there you go, Bill. I'm with you. Merv emails, Scott, I just saw an online newspaper article that states the Republican leadership is going to try and repeal the Affordable Care Act. It appears they're going back to the same old already. Shame on them, says Merv. I don't know. You like Obamacare? I think Republicans should stick to what they've been against all along, and that's Obamacare. However, they also ought to say, here's an alternative, in my view. Ron and Cavalier, you're next, listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind? Ron, are you there?
Yes. Oh, yep, I'm here.
I got Ron and Cavalier and Ron and Kildare next, and then George and Turtle Lake. So this is for Ron and Cavalier. That's you. Go.
Oh, okay. Well, hurrah for George Jefferson. I do not believe that if the Democrat Party, they're going to pick themselves up and come up with something. Whether it be good or not, that's up to them, I guess. But for now, I don't want to give them any advantage at all until they straighten themselves out.
So let them figure it out themselves. Let them figure it out themselves, you're saying, Ron. Got it. Thanks for the call from Cavalier. Ron Kildare, how about you?
Yeah, see, maybe I should tell you a little bit about myself. I was born and raised in North Dakota, graduated from Fargo North and science school and moved down to South Dakota, just never made it back. But, I'm working out in the Bakken now and, you know, you brought this up and I find it kind of interesting because I'd made the statement in South Dakota. I think someday there may not be any Democrats in the state legislature. But what I would do is, first of all, you have to straighten out the tax code. There really isn't any real reason why somebody like myself as a working man should pay a higher percentage of my taxes or my money for federal taxes than, let's say, a farmer or a businessman. And, you know, that'll probably happen someday. When it'll happen, I don't know, you know. Now, if you want to talk about health care, I really don't understand what people don't like about Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. Now, the way it was before the Affordable Care Act is people that didn't have insurance would go to a hospital and generally get treated for nothing. Well, my insurance rates keep going up and up and up and up, and unless there's some honest alternative, I don't see what is so terrible about Obamacare.
Well, what's terrible about it is all the lies. You can keep your doctor if you like it. Oh, you can't. You can keep your plan if you like it. Oh, you can't. Guess what? Payments are going up. It's going to cost you more. Deductibles going to cost you more. So what do you like about that, Ron?
Yeah, well, that is kind of unfair in its own sense. But I have good health insurance, and it seems like people are not bashful at all about jacking my health insurance up every year to treat people that don't have insurance. Now, well,
I think you're identifying a problem that needed to be fixed.
I go down to
the extent that they contribute to the escalating health care costs, you deal with that. The point is that they went far beyond that. It went far beyond that, and now it costs everybody more.
I won't disagree with that. But I go down to Christy Nome's office all the time. I know the girls down there, and they're my friends, and I'm their friends. I just happen to disagree with them politically.
Well, that's all right, Ron. That's all right. Appreciate your call. I'm up against the break here. Got to keep rolling. George in Turtle Lake has a suggestion for Democrats when we come back. More of your calls and what's on your mind in our final segment. Don't touch that dial.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
With your idea is that you think that in order to be successful and make North Dakota better, Democrats should stop thinking like Democrats. Well, you're right, but Democrats will be Democrats. And I guess that's the whole problem with Democrats. Have a beautiful morning. Bye.
Hey, Scott, now that Ryan Taylor has taken a whooping twice, what's he going to try to run for now? Maybe you can interview him and ask him that. Talk to you later.
Well, I don't know. If I were if I were Ryan Taylor, George Sinner, I'd get the message loud and clear, right? I mean, that was an A-list. They wanted Ryan Taylor. He originally said he wouldn't run for ag commission race, wasn't going to do it, and ultimately did it, persuaded by other Democrats because they thought between the primary battle for Doug Goring and some of the other personal issues, it might be a layup, and he gets trounced, okay? George Sinner, A-list, hey, Sinner name, da-da-da, trounced. So I guarantee you right now the B-list is saying, no thanks. And what does that mean for the C-list? That's why I'm saying they just need a reboot. They need a complete and total reboot. I get that's going to not be fun because they're going to have to change considerably. But anyway, I also, if I were Heidi Heitkamp, honestly, all right, none of these election results mean good things for her. If she's thinking about maybe should I run for governor, bad idea. I don't think Heidi Heitkamp in that battle with Kevin Cramer would have fared much different than George Sinner did. And now she's a member of the minority in the Senate. I would start thinking about, polishing up the resume and maybe finding some megabucks lobbyist or, some kind of cushy gig. Be a lot more fun than that. No Joy in Mudville for him. George, Turtle Lake, what's your idea for Democrats?
I think that if the Democrats would go back to their roots, I would say, be back in the 50s or 60s, where they represented labor, union or non-union, it's immaterial, I think they would be a lot more successful than relying on Wall Street and big money people to get them elected. I think they'd be a lot more successful.
Interesting take, George. Thank you for that. How about John and Annetta? What's your take?
Well, you want a suggestion for what Democrats can do to make themselves Democrat in specific, or specifically, they can get conservative. They started to embrace real conservatism and mean it. The ideas of the Tea Party and stuff and mean it. Then I think the next big election is going to be in 2 years. And John Hoeven is going to be up for re-election. And he's been squishy at best, a rhino. I certainly hasn't been very conservative in his vote. So if you had a Democrat that actually, embraced the ideals of the Tea Party, in other words, embraced freedom and constitutional government and pushing it back, I think he could give Hoeven a good run. Now, I don't think that's going to happen because he wouldn't get a dime from the Democrat Party.
I would agree with your earlier premise that Democrats becoming more conservative would be a political path to success for them. Just look at North Dakota. It's a conservative state. Even the pro-life question is a majority position in North Dakota, and you have a bipartisan agreement on that issue. Just check the roll call on the last legislative votes on all of this legislation that some, a fringe in the Democratic Party, argue against. Again, that happened with bipartisan support. So I think, conservative state, we're going to be conservative Democrats, even call themselves that, but you have to believe it. You can't just say it. You got to put something forward that would put some meat on the bones there. Kevin and Cavalier, what's your take?
Just a quick comment. Guy in South Dakota about Affordable Care Act. I don't know if he's been listening to Hotwell Altru. Says, check with the insurance company. Some of the screenings that used to cost you money are free now. Well, insurance companies are picking that up. And also, I caught Rush Limbaugh, and also an insurance guy. He said that the rates for next year on the health insurance, they were required not to put them out until after the election because the guy from the health the representative of the insurance company said they're going to be 10 to 15% higher, and they're going to rejumble all the age groups, so you're going to get another bump in premium. So the Affordable Care Act is not very affordable for those who have to pay for insurance.
I mean, Democrats ought to want a reboot on it, for crying out loud. And again, this election was an indictment on that and many other things. That's what I'm talking about. Recognize the lay of the land and do something about it. All right, only a minute left, so we're going to go quick. 20 seconds each for these callers waiting. James Quick, what's up?
About that guy.
Don't have a great connection with you. I'm going to come back. Hang tight, James. We'll see if the signal improves, but it's not good now. Chad, Fargo, go.
I have a question for you. Is on the Obama Affordable Care Act, all these people they signed up there, illegal immigrants, do they also affect our premium?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's part of those pools. No, that's part of the problem. Bob Westhope, your take, quick.
Mine at 329 was. Now it's 319. Westhope, 309. Botno, 298 for gas.
How about that? 298.
Yes,
and same as Fargo and Botno. And by the way, what did I hear? 307 in Bismarck.
Okay.
As well today, so not bad. Thanks. Bob Grafton, quickly.
Hey, Scott, look, I don't think Democrats will ever change. Just look at the entire history. They've supported slavery. They supported segregation.
All right, got it. James, one sentence only. Let it rip.
I just think the Obamacare needs to be more towards TRICARE.
All right, appreciate the call. That is a military healthcare program. We are out of time, or the vets, right, for TRICARE. We're out of time. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120 26-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.